Well, the biggest news story in the zoology and conservation world at the moment is the fact that vast amounts of Indonesia are on fire.
Whoa.
If you've come across this news story, it's that there's huge numbers of forest fires in Indonesia, partly because it's an El Nino year, so the weather's been drier, the monsoons haven't kicked in very early, and small holdings where they burn parts of forest to clear the land for farming, which is often for oil palm plantations, have spread to huge, phenomenally large areas of rainforest.
I mean, how big are we talking here? It's like it's a chain of islands, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, and so there's fires everywhere, essentially. They're visible from space. There's huge amounts of smoke going
this
across the entirety
horrific.
Of Indonesia.
What's it doing to the ecosystem there?
Well, it's destroying a huge amount of habitat, which is always a problem. Unfortunately, this isn't necessarily news in itself because rainforest destruction in that part of the world is always an issue. Fortunately, this week it seems to be coming to a close, mostly because the rains have started kicking in rather than because of any effective human action. But it has had all sorts of horrible effects on human health because of just the sheer amount of smoke and haze in the atmosphere. It's even caused a huge amount of carbon emissions as a result, unfortunately. This and other forest fires over the course of this year in Indonesia have released 1.6 billion tons of CO2,
whoa,
which is, to put that into perspective, that's about twice the annual carbon emissions of Germany. This is a horrible, horrible thing going on, unfortunately.
Hugh?
Is it just the forest that's on fire? Isn't it? There's also the peat in the ground, which is
That's exactly true as well. So most
there's
of these
loads of carbon in that,
are,
isn't there? But...
Yeah, so these peat forests are some of the most diverse habitats on the face of the planet. And because the peat is very, very dense, there's a huge amount of carbon stored there. It burns very readily, as you know, it used to be very common. There's a lot of peat swamps up in Scotland, and that has historically in the UK been used as fuel for fires when people couldn't get access to coal in the 19th century.
Is this kind of fire situation, is that part of a natural cycle? Because I know in places like California, you know, they have fires and then it's kind of okay,
no,
and everything's kind of cool, and that's part of the circle of life.
No, unfortunately not. This is really a direct consequence of human action, where people have set these fires to clear land so that they can then be planted, and that has gone out of hand. So a lot of the products that we consume on a day-to-day basis contain palm oil, a huge quantity of which is grown in this part of the world. And there is a divide in oil palm between what we refer to as sustainable palm oil and the other kind of palm oil, which nobody ever refers to as unsustainable palm oil, but it's
naughty palm
yeah,
oil.
Yeah, exactly. And the sustainable palm oil does have a condition of not using this burning technique. And so although it's a slowly growing movement, that essentially by seeking out sustainable palm oil, even people on this side of the planet can potentially make a difference, albeit somewhat small, to stopping this from happening in the future.
Hugh?
Getting back to the peat, though, I mean, we could, in theory, stop pulling down these forests and maybe grow more trees, but we can never replace that peat. I mean, that peat's been there for millions of years.
So people have done calculations about this and have theorized that once it's gone, it could come back, but it might take on the order of 400 to 700 years.
Quite a legacy, isn't it? If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, perhaps in reaction to that or with a question for us, tweet @NakedScientist, or you can send us an email. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com.